This week is week 5 of Lent, and we're reading through a few different passages each week as we look at the life and the teachings of Jesus. And today I'm going to read through Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them, and they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose immediately. He picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." So as we think about that teaching, I want us to reflect on a few questions together. What does God want me to understand about his character? What does Jesus want me to believe about his authority? And what does the Holy Spirit want me to do today in light of what I've read? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for the opportunity that we have as your children to come before you and worship and surrender our hearts. And Lord, we thank you for the fact that your character is the same now as it was then, when the faith of a few men was displayed by an act of laying their friend through a roof before Jesus. May we have friends like that. May we be a friend like that, that would trust not only in the work of Christ, but the authority of Christ and the authority that he displayed in all of his works in his life, but especially the authority he displayed on the cross as he gave his life up as a ransom for many. And Lord, as he ultimately demonstrated his power in the resurrection. God, we thank you for the truth of that, and that it's a true reality of our hearts when we've come to know you. So God, just pour out your grace on us, and Lord, help us in our unbelief, and encourage us through the Holy Spirit to make great acts of faith in our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.